Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
106.7 The Fan. Fired up for a big Caps game tonight. Caps Canes helping us break it all down. Tarik El-Bashir from Monumental Sports Network. Tarik, what's up, man? How you been?
Hey, JP. Doing great, man. You?
We are good, dude. Fired up for this game tonight. The Caps have been red hot, obviously playing the team that knocked them out of the playoffs last year. Let's start with just, I think the atmosphere tonight in Cap 1 is going to be electric. How excited are you for this one?
Yeah, this is a big game. I mean, in a season with 82 games, there's a lot. Right, but there's a handful. There's like, I would say, 15 to 20 games that really mean a lot, and this one does for a number of reasons. Like you said, this is the team that eliminated the Caps from the playoffs last year. This is a team that for a number of years the Caps have known they have to get through to go where they want to go. And, you know, Carolina just is a very frustrating team for this for the Capitals for a number of reasons, and I think they want to show how well they've been playing over the past several weeks and really take it to them on their home ice tonight. And you're right, I think the building is going to be electric. I know the Caps fans are going to bring it tonight. There is no love lost between these two franchises, and let's not forget that Nikolaj Ehlers decided to sign with them over the Caps, so there's a little extra motivation there, probably on the Caps part.
What, like, this team, they start off the season at first, and we're looking at them, and, then all of a sudden, boom, they hit this role. What's different from this team this year compared to last year?
I see a lot of similarities. I mean, a lot of the personnel carried over from last year's team. They started off pretty good this year. They hit a bit of a dry spell there. Although, even when they took that downturn and they kind of fell to the bottom of the Eastern Conference, and I know, fans were starting to hit the panic button, the underlying analytics for this team were still very strong. Their 5-on-5 game was good. The goaltending was solid. The defense was playing well. They just weren't scoring goals. And obviously that's a very important part of winning hockey games. But there's a little bit of puck luck involved and other things that are hard to predict on a night-to-night basis, and they just weren't getting any of that for a large stretch there. And, the challenge for a team when they're going through a stretch like that is to kind of, stick to the script, right? To keep buying into what the coach is selling and, continue to buy in. And they did, and the puck luck turned around like it always does for good teams. And the goals kept coming, and Once they started coming, they kept coming, and they're 10-1-1 in the last 12 games. They're during that stretch, they've scored more goals than anyone in the NHL, and it's not really all that close. A lot of players who were maybe a little cold, a little snake bitten, call it whatever you want. They're starting to kind of find their confidence and their swagger, and you know, to me, this Capitals team right now is looking a lot like the team that won the Eastern Conference in the regular season last year.
All right, you talk about the similarities, and this is where I'm at now. So this team played great, but as the season went on and it got into the playoffs, they seemed to play a little slower. Like, you know, they started to catch up with them. What do they do to make sure they have that energy at the end?
Yeah, there was a lot going on last year, B. Mitch. You remember there was the Obi chase, and I don't think people outside of the organization realized how much that took out of the players. I mean, yeah, they were playing great. They were winning down the stretch. But all of the interviews and attention and, you know, when is Obi going to get it? Maybe even forcing plays to him to help him get to, you know, past Wayne Gretzky. The celebration afterwards. I mean, there was a lot going on right there at the end of the year. And I feel like that little bit of extra energy that was expended there. And look, it was a great thing. No one regrets, you know, how that last month went. But I feel like it took a lot out of everyone, and then they got to the playoffs, and they were in a dogfight with a young, plucky Montreal team, and then they got to Carolina, a team that they just kind of had their number to a certain extent, and they just kind of ran out of gas. And I think, you know, from a technical standpoint, what you're going to see here, particularly in the second half, guys, is you're going to see them maybe manage minutes a little bit better and make sure workload is distributed as best they can. So when they do get into the postseason, you know, older players like Obi and John Carlson, you know, they're going to have more juice. They're going to have more energy because, like I said at the start of this, you know, 82 games is a long, long year over 7 months. Then you get to the important part of the year and your body is, you know, a little banged up, your mind's a little fatigued. The team is going to do their absolute best to keep guys as fresh as they can. I think the Olympic break is going to help this team in a lot of ways. You know, there's going to be almost 3 weeks in February where there's no hockey played. You know, yeah, you know, Logan Thompson, Tom Wilson, Marty Faribari, maybe Rasmus Sandin, a few guys are going to go over to Italy. But for the most part, some of the older guys are going to get a break, and hopefully they take advantage of that. And so when they get to the postseason, they've got what it takes to really crank it up. Because, I mean, you guys have been watching this game forever, just like me. I'm not sure there is a sport out there where the playoffs don't look anything like the regular season. Mm-hmm. I mean, the intensity in the NHL playoffs goes up, I don't know, 25%, 30%. I mean, it's just a different game from an intensity standpoint, from a physicality standpoint, from every single break in the game matters standpoint. It's just different.
Absolutely. So specific to tonight, I mean, Willie's playing so outrageous. Ovi has gotten just red hot. What are the matchups you'll be watching this evening as the Caps try to really confirm to the world, despite this really hot streak where they went out west and everything, but beating the Canes at home tonight would be a heavy, heavy duty win.
Yeah, just from a psychological standpoint, right? You want to do the best against the Hurricanes that you can during the regular season because, guys, I mean, look at the standings. They're going to have to go through them again. Like, at some point, they're going to, unless someone, you know, is able to take out Carolina before Washington gets there, they're going to have to go through them again. It kind of is starting to feel a lot like the Penguins back in, circa 2013, 14, 15, 16, where you knew if you were going to win the Stanley Cup, if you were going to get out of the Eastern Conference, you had to beat Sidney Crosby and Evgeny Malkin and Chris Letang at some point. I kind of feel like the Canes are that team right now. The Caps just want to leave a lasting impression, you know, that they want the Canes to realize, oh, man, this Caps team is better than the one we saw in the playoffs last year. And, you know, fortunately for the Caps, they're catching the Canes tonight at a moment when they're playing their best hockey. They're going to get John Carlson back in the lineup most likely. Ryan Leonard's out for about a month with a shoulder injury. Pierre-Luc Dubois is out, still long term, but he'll be back at some point in the second half of the season. But they're playing great right now. I mean, I looked at the numbers last night. During this 10-1-1 stretch, 15 players have scored at least one goal during that span. So it's not just, the big guys carrying teams. Yeah, Tom Wilson's playing great. Jacob Chychrun's playing great. Logan Thompson's playing great. But everyone right now is contributing. Obi, 40 years old, guys. He's during this 12-game span, he's got the most goals. It's really unbelievable what he's doing. So, from a matchup standpoint, the Capitals know what they're going to get. They've played this team so many times. Carolina plays the same way every time you see them. It's up to the Capitals to show that they've learned something from last year, in a lot of ways. Playing faster, getting the puck out of their own end cleaner. I mean, there are a number. The list is long, but most importantly, the Caps just need to play the way they have over the last couple of weeks. Show that again tonight.
I certainly think so. It'll be T tonight, right? No question about it.
Sorry, you broke up there.
Thompson in net tonight, no question, right?
Yeah, no question. LT didn't skate this morning, which is not weird. He's been taking on a heavier workload with Charlie Lindgren nursing his injury. Although Charlie notably did his most work since he got hurt a couple of games ago this morning. I wouldn't say he was full go at the morning skate, but he's definitely progressing towards playing soon, which is good news because, again, just like I said earlier, you want to make sure you're managing minutes and workload so when you get to the playoffs, guys aren't totally out of gas. And right now, Logan's playing a lot because of Charlie's injury. So, it'd be important for Charlie to get back on the ice sooner than later and start taking some of that load off LT. So, again, he's fresh. And, LT probably is going to be a guy representing Canada in the Olympics, which, is a short playoff-like atmosphere, tournament in the middle of a long season.
Talking with our friend Tariq El-Bashir here on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude makes the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. You can give Tariq a follow at Tariq_El-Bashir. You can read all of his Caps coverage at Monumental Sports Network. Getting a guy like Carlson back, who's just like one of these true warriors in the game, what kind of emotional lift does that bring tonight?
Yeah, it's big. I mean, he's an alternate captain. He's one of the guys who's, a vocal leader, leads by example, but also, says the right things at the right moment. It's important to get him back if he is able to go. Officially, he's a game-time decision, but based on what I observed at the morning skate today, he looks like he's gearing up and ready to get back in there. 35 years old, but he's still one of the most productive offensive defensemen in the game. He's still playing really, really good and at a high level. Getting him back certainly gives them a big boost tonight against a Carolina team that scores a lot of goals. It is dangerous.
Yeah, they're definitely dangerous. And you've covered him probably his entire career, but what, if anything, surprises you with Ovi anymore?
That's a good question. The one thing that stands out to me about Obi is the fact that, look, at 40 years old, you don't have the same physical tools you did at 25, 26, 27 when you were entering or in the prime of your career. The fact that he has continued to reinvent himself and evolve his game and still is able to score at the rate he is scoring. Yeah, sure, of the goals he has during this hot stretch here, three of them were empty netters, but empty netters are important. They end games. That it puts the 2 points in the win column for you. Those are big goals. But the fact that he's still able to score goals without having the wheels in the hands and even maybe the accuracy on the shot that he used to just tells me that he's a really highly cerebral player. There are a handful of goals that are coming to mind right now where he just kind of gets for a second maybe lost in the shuffle, and then he backs out, and all of a sudden, boom, he's in the slot, wide open. The defenseman who was marking him has no idea where he went. Pass over, and it's in the net, right? He just still is able to find those soft spots in the D-zone coverage and score those goals. And, I mean, look, the hardest thing to do in the NHL is score goals. Still, the most important thing to do in the NHL is score goals. And this dude is going to probably finish the season in the upper 30s, maybe even 40 goals this year. And, you know, I was looking at a heat map of his goals just the other day, and they're getting closer and closer to the blue paint. You know, he isn't scoring a ton on that seam pass across the ice where he just blasts it by the goalie before he even gets there. He's working hard for these goals. He's paying the price for these goals. He's going to the net, and he's scoring them right around that area where you're going to catch a cross-check to your back and maybe a slash to your ankle, where it hurts to score goals from there. And he's doing it. And, you know, so to answer your question, I mean, that's the thing that really stands out to me is the fact that even now, 21 years in, he's still highly productive, but, has been coachable enough and smart enough to know, hey, I can't dangle, and maybe I'm not scoring from my office at the same rate. I got to do other things to get the puck in the net.
Mm-hmm. And, Tark, the one thing, and listen, man, I'm hardly a hockey expert. I'm just a Caps fan, right? But I was at those games against the Canes, and it was so obvious that the way I think they did that neutral zone trap, basically just like Washington couldn't initiate their offense. They couldn't get anything going in the zone.
Yeah.
Has anything changed that they should be able to disrupt that shouldn't look the same? And granted, one game in the middle of December is not the same as a seven-game series where they're able, you know, one team's really able to implement a system.
That's what I was going to say, yeah.
Yeah, please.
It's a totally different game once you get into the playoffs because you're preparing for one team for seven games, and you have spent days as a coaching staff trying to exploit every single vulnerability, every single, hey, that guy's weak on that side of the ice. Let's make sure we push the puck over there. Like, that doesn't happen in the regular season. You know, both teams are just coming off games. You know what I mean? Like, they're just trying to survive at this point. Like, are there going to be tweaks and little things? Maybe. But getting back to what I was saying earlier about how the playoffs in the NHL are just a different animal from the regular season. So I wouldn't expect for, you know, a layman to watch tonight's game and go, oh, the Caps are doing something totally different against Carolina. I that just doesn't happen in the regular season. Now, if they meet in the playoffs, they will absolutely have an answer. I got to imagine Spencer Carberry spent the entire offseason watching those games over and over and over and trying to figure out how do we deal with Carolina's on-top view in every zone pressure. I mean, the thing about Carolina, and you'll see it tonight, and you've seen it over the last several years under Brind'Amour, is they essentially want to make you feel like you're drowning, right? They just throw everything at the net. Their shot attempts are incredibly high, and they want to recover those pucks and then do it again, and then do it again, and then do it again. And before you know it, your guys have been out there for a minute 15, a minute 20, a minute 30, and then breakdowns start happening, and then it's a goal. And that's just how they play. And so, you know, you're going to see that again tonight because that's just their style of play. But once you get into the playoffs, I got to imagine the Capitals are going to have their own X's and O's changed up to be able to counteract what the Canes do so well.
Yeah, you got to go ahead,
Bisa. Yeah, sorry. Just want to get to explain Tom Wilson. I know people thought we always knew he was skilled, but this year he's showing a lot more than I think I ever thought he would.
Yeah, he's playing great. He's playing great, and you know, he's more measured than he was ever in the years that I've covered him. You know, he's several years removed from his breakout, right? Like, we've known for 3 or 4 years he's one of the best power forwards in the game, if not the preeminent power forward in the game. You know, 30 goals, I mean, you just can't argue with that anymore. But what I'm seeing from him now is a level of maturity. Yeah, he will still drop the gloves and beat your, you know what, if he needs to, but he doesn't have to anymore. And he's just playing a more well-rounded, mature game. I mean, I guess that should be expected as he's been in the league now for a dozen years. But he's just better in every single zone. You know, he hasn't told me this, but if I had to guess, he so desperately wants to play for Team Canada in the Olympics that's driving some of this major uptick we've seen in his goals and assists. Like, he wants to show Canada, hey, I am one of your best 13 forwards. Take me. I can do things for you that other players can't do. Oh, and I can also score. So, I mean, I think Canada will be making a massive mistake. I know Barry Svrluga wrote a great column in the Washington Post today, you know, kind of making the case for Tom, and I would like to echo those sentiments. Like, Tom is a power forward. He scores goals. He kills penalties. But more importantly, he does something that no one else on Team Canada does, which is every time number 43 is on the ice, every D-man on the other team is going to have their head on a swivel. They're thinking a little bit extra. All right, where's 43? Is he out here? Uh-oh, he's over there. And that little hesitation, that little double clutch on the pass, that makes a difference, especially in a short tournament. So if Canada is listening, you better put Tom on your team, because if you're not, it's a big mistake.
I agree with that. I know Biz was on the Boudreaux podcast and said if Wilson's not on Canada, he's rooting for the U.S. I love that.
That was a great line.
I love that. Real quick, Tarik, Willie has shown that he's much more than just a fighter, but he's still arguably the biggest badass in the NHL. When the Ducks come to town, and that dude that kind of stuck Ryan Leonard and injured his shoulder.
True, but yeah.
I'm guessing Willie will be ready to drop the gloves that night.
So, I mean, Tom tried to get Trouba to fight in that game, and Trouba declined, at least according to the quote.
What a B.
Tom. Look, Trouba's a tough customer too, man. He's a big player, 6'3", 6'4". He can fight. I'm going to stop short of calling him a predatory player. He's a big hitter who has a reputation for maybe getting right to the line, maybe even sometimes crossing it. If I had to guess, guys, that's going to be a Dylan McElrath game. He'll be in the lineup.
I like that.
Because, look, Tom can fight, but I mean, would scare the you-know-what out of me. But McElrath, even as a reporter, I'm a little nervous around him. He just looks like he has a menacing look to him. He's actually a teddy bear. He's a nice guy, great guy, family guy. But even when I'm around him, I'm like, oh, my God, he's huge. Oh, my God, he looks like he could just, you know, ragdoll me right now. So I got to imagine Dylan will be in the lineup, and he'll make several invitations to dance with Trouba.
Hell yeah. I'll be watching that night, too. Look forward to seeing you tonight, Tart.
All right, Tart.
Thank you for the time, man.
Be cool, brother.
Hey. Give me a call anytime, guys.
All right, bro. Thank you, buddy. That's our friend Tarik El-Bashir, Monumental Sports Network. You can give him a follow at Tarik_El-Bashir. B, I just looked up McElrath.
Mm-hmm.
6'5", 250. So imagine that in skates. And you know what his nickname is?
Mm-hmm.
The Undertaker. Good luck, Trouba.
I like it.
Yeah, B. When we come back, Peter Rosenberg will join the program.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan, live at BigBear.ai Performance Center, Ashburn, Virginia. We're getting ready for Commanders Giants, and I imagine our friend Mr. Peter Rosenberg, WWE, Hot 97, ESPN, he does it all. I imagine Peter is not too worried about Commanders Giants this weekend. I can't imagine it's going to take up a lot of your weekend, dude.
You are very right. It is not super high priority this weekend. Got a lot going on this weekend. I'm in D.C. for
WWE coming home,
on
right?
Saturday.
Yeah.
I got 24 hours in D.C. to say goodbye to John Cena. And then I got to come back up for a Hanukkah party on Sunday. I was going to attend the Hanukkah party of your guy, the governor, Wes Moore.
That's cool.
But now I have a competing Hanukkah party that involves my daughter, so I got to come back to New York for that. But yeah, I got to tell you guys, not super dialed in. I'm sure I'm going to torture myself and watch because it's what I do. But yeah, not a high priority.
So we got to talk. The Gov's supposed to join us tomorrow. I just saw a picture of the Gov working with Kim Kardashian. We got to ask the Gov about that.
I saw that you had to bail
on his Hanukkah party though.
Yes. Will you please let him know? I'm going to reach out to his people and tell them. But will you tell him I'm legitimately saddened by this? But I felt like, as much as I want to see the Gov, I got to see my daughter's first Hanukkah celebration.
I think he will understand that, honestly. dude, so I actually knew this weekend WWE's coming to town. So one of my dear friends, my boy Greg Papa, his two sons are massive wrestling fans. And he has spent a lot of money to go to this thing. And I was like, damn, those tickets are expensive. And he explained this could be John Cena's last match. Mm-hmm. Help us understand kind of the magnitude of this event.
Well, yeah, and it's not a could be. It is John Cena's last match.
Official.
Official. This is it. You'll definitely see him. He will come around again for sure. But he has promised over and over he is not like everyone else. This is his last wrestling match. He spent a year and change building to it. They've made the entire thing about his retirement tour. This is it. It's very random and funny and cool for the DMV that it turns out to be in D.C. Like, it just kind of fell this way, and I guess Capital One made the right bid and got it. As you alluded to, the price of those tickets, it is good money for everyone down there, you know, except for maybe those having to buy the tickets. But, you know, it's pretty cool for me. For me personally, I'm super stoked because in the almost 10 years on and off I've been with WWE, there has never been a pay-per-view or premium live event in D.C. So my first time. This is my first time getting to work for WWE at home. I've never set foot in Capital One in any capacity except to sit in horrible seats for a Wizards or a Caps game when I was younger. when I brilliantly had season tickets to the Wiz the year before Jordan came back. Yeah, it's going to be a very cool night, man. Like they're going to, I think it's going to be super special, and I think people will sort of be amazed if you're not like into it and unaware at how much attention Saturday night gets, because WWE is very hot right now, and John Cena is John Cena. You know, he's one of the greats of all time. So it's going to be a cool night.
John has transcended. You know, he's done all types of things, so he'll draw people that are not just wrestling fans.
I just looked this up. So, Peter, earlier in the week, we looked up tickets for Commanders Giants in the Meadowlands, and you can get in the building, into MetLife, for as low as $26. Mitch, what do you think the low you can get into the building Saturday night Capital One Arena is for John Cena's last match?
$150.
No.
$450.
Wow. $450.
The upper level tickets are $450. Damn.
Yo, that is, I mean, think about how good that means business is for WWE, and think about how bad that means business is for the Commanders and the Giants. Good Lord.
Yeah. Seriously, man.
By the way, I'm so glad he's not playing. I mean, of all the weeks to not play, I don't need to see Brian Burns or Dexter Lawrence. We don't need any of that. Or the MetLife turf. Guys, we talked last week, and we've now talked many times, and I'm sure you guys have talked every day about should he or shouldn't he. I don't know where you guys have landed this week, but I think the only reasonable place to land at this point is he should not set foot on the field again this year.
Well, we'll see. Dan Quinn yesterday said he's not willing to go that far and that they're going to take it week to week. I won't be shocked if they never come out and say we're not going to play him the rest of the year, but maybe that's
what they end up doing.
Right. It has been such a disjointed year. We're kind of looking ahead, right? And you've got Hanukkah starting. Like, if you got the top of your wish list for next year for Washington, for the Commanders, what is it?
It's that Jaden is healthy going into the season, and we can kind of move past this nightmare. And, like, I don't believe, like, you know, I read there was an op-ed in the Post this weekend, I don't remember by who, about, like, you know, hey, P.S., you might not have paid attention, but when Jaden's been playing, he hasn't been very good. And I'm not saying that that's a completely unreasonable claim.
I think that was for Luga, yeah.
But what I will say is unfair about the claim is that, like, we all knew there was going to be an obligatory, you know, sophomore regression of some sort, but the whole year has been such where, like, he didn't get to have that and play his way through it at all. Mm-hmm. It's just been this disjointed nothing injury regression. Like, guys, I truly still feel in my heart of hearts that he is the dude. Like, I really, really do. I know it's going to get easier and easier for us to just be like, we're doomed. The curse is alive. We're doomed. Especially after last weekend, which was just so horrifying on so many levels. But I really do believe he's the dude. So I just want to see him get out of this year healthy, which is why I say, hey, if you guys want to play the game week to week of like, oh, maybe this week, and then you just end up not doing it, I'm fine with that. But, like, think of this season like a football game. It's the fourth quarter, guys. We're down 45-3. There's no reason to play him in the fourth quarter. Like, I know he wants to, and I know as a leader, that's who he is. But you saw, there's only one way he can play. The only way he plays is chasing down interceptions. And if you're in a place right now where if you get shoved to the ground, you have to leave the game, I don't think you should be playing.
I think that's fair, dude. I don't know that they are... I know that Jaden only has one speed, and he wants to play all the time. That's just how he's wired. He's super tough. I had multiple people tell me that on the sideline in Minnesota when I was asked, you know, just kind of asking around, like, how's he look? How's he feel? And they're like, this kid is super tough. Think back to last year playing through the broken ribs, all those things. And if the organization is making some sort of decision, hey, let's just get him ready, let's just get to next year, get to the offseason, I know there are people that will say, oh, he needs to work, he needs to work. That's not necessarily wrong, but when it's 45-3 in the fourth quarter, to your point, I think you got to let maybe other – I think there's a lot more context and factors now. When there were five games left and you want to see him play five games, cool. When there's left, he re-aggravates that elbow, then he's at least going to be out for one of the games. I'm not entirely sure it makes a lot of sense to come back for 3, 2, or 1.
I think people that believe he was supposed to play great without every piece he was supposed to have around him, you're that's not being realistic. You know, like the people that want to be able to just write the slump story, wasn't playing good, you put any quarterback out there without all their players and their best players, their top players at the skill position, they're not going to play well. We're watching the one that we wanted to crown just 2 years ago. We say if he win another Super Bowl, he was on the Mount Rushmore. We're watching him this year falter because he doesn't have everything around him. So we got to understand that Jaden may have played bad, but he's playing bad because everything around him is bad too.
Totally. I think it's a really hard year to gauge much on Jaden.
I don't want to keep people too.
Go ahead.
No, I just know people don't bail on him. I get it. We're tortured. We had a really bad pass. We're traumatized. RG3, all these things. I really do get it. That's not who he is. The fact that this year has happened without an ACL or some sort of horrible thing, let's give him a full off season to like really get physically great again. Hopefully they find piece, get a few pieces and do some smarter things. Adam Peters has the biggest off season of anyone, and there won't be the Terry nonsense from last off season, which, by the way, guys, we now have to look at as a black mark on Adam Peters as well, right? Like, sorry, that's who's responsible for getting that done. And now when you look at it, that really didn't play out well. It did not age well at all. They should have just given him the money. We didn't have to deal with all the mishigas leading up to the end of training camp where he didn't get to practice. And so next year is a fresh start. Last year was great. We move forward. Don't risk anything here. And don't get too down.
Well, the people
that
give up on Jaden, you know what? I'm going to bring back the Tony Kornheiser, what was it, the bandwagon. I'm bringing that back.
Bandwagon.
I'm bringing it back.
Well, Peter, we appreciate you, man. Enjoy John Cena's last match.
I look forward to it. I hope to run into B. Mitch and Finley listeners there. Come say hi if you see me.
Yeah, right, that'd be cool. All right. Thank you, bud. Take care. Hey, happy Hanukkah, too.
Take care, brother.
Thank you, man. Peace, guys.
That's our friend Peter Rosenberg. Give him a follow at Rosenberg Radio. If you're going to the match this weekend, say what's up to him in person at Capital One. We got to wrap some things up, make some bets. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
B-Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Grant and Danny coming your way next. I think the boys are in studio. I would wager heavily that Grant is going to Canes Caps tonight. That's a big game. Grant's a big hockey fan. I bet he'll be there. I'm going to go. Are you going? I know we talked about it.
Nah, I don't know.
B-Mitch on the fence. You know what's not on the fence? The B-Mitch and Finley poll question of the day. Do you like it when the Commanders play international games? The AAA poll of the day brought to you by AAA. Level up with the new AAA Commanders MVP membership. Get all the benefits of AAA, plus exclusive experiences, discounts, and tickets. If you're already a AAA member, upgrade for free or join today at AAA.com/Commanders. B, I'm a vote yes. I think you're a yes.
I'm a yes. I like it. I mean, it's the lay of the land now. I mean, and then people, you're going to get that when you start getting more popular and things like that. People around the world want to see you.
This is
and
crazy.
You get those chances.
I am surprised by these results. After an hour, 78% of people say no, 21% of people say yes.
Yeah, but then again, we don't know who's voting sometimes. I don't. I listen, bro.
Our guy, Skaggs Terrence, says it shouldn't be a thing at all.
Why not?
This dude, I think this is kind of funny. Alan Carper says these international games are ridiculous. It's all about the money. All of this
all
is
of
about
the money.
The money.
I mean, see, first of all, this is my thing about that. Excuse me, by a dumb statement like that. Everything you do is about the money. When you try to go to your job, you don't go to a job that's not paying you money. You don't try to acquire money by something that's you try to find something to make more money off of. You try to better yourself to make more money. Why is it a problem if somebody else do it? It makes no damn sense to me. So you know what? Don't go play international games. Just charge everybody here like him more money.
Let's make some bets.
That'd be better?
I don't know. What did I say? He was hurt at here first.
Everybody lost yesterday.
Hold on. I took 40 points. I had Jackson State plus 40. They didn't cover?
When you took that?
Yesterday. They were playing Houston.
No, that's not the game you took, dog.
Yeah, it is. White Brian, that's the game I took.
They lost by – what do you have them at?
I had Jackson State, I think, plus 41 and a half.
Yeah, they lost by 42.
That's messed up.
I had you
maybe
at 40 42
and a half.
Oh, so no, you're trying to change it now.
38 to 80.
Man, I took that on principle. No team – damn. 38 to 80. Damn.
That is bad, dog.
All right.
Oh, my
who's
Lord.
Who's leading the week? Me?
I am.
2-2. You what?
By the way, Grant is going to the game.
Landfill is.
100. That was lock of the year.
Bucks minus 5.5.
Who?
Bucks.
Tampa Bay Bucks.
Oh, okay. Buccaneers.
I'm taking the Capitals money line, baby.
I like that, Landfill.
Celtics plus 5.5.
I'm hanging out with Landfill on that.
Yeah, give me the Caps. C-A-P-S.
Caps.
We're going to be in the building. It's going to be fun. Thank you to everybody that listened to the show. Thank you to John Kime for joining us. Thank you to Tariq El-Bashir for joining us. Thank you to Peter Rosenberg for joining us. If you see him Saturday night at Cap 1, say what's up. Grant and Danny coming your way next. Thanks for listening. You made it this far. I owe you a Brussels sprout.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.